Hello, this is Paul Kangas. This is the program Reality Sandwich, the continuing investigation into the assassinations. Because of what just happened nationwide, I now have to change the format of this program somewhat. Some of the most important information in the history of the assassinations has just broken out. And I urge you to get a tape recorder and tape record this program. Some incredible news has broken out, which the media is not reporting. Nobody, and not KPFA, KQED, the Bay Guardian, none of the progressive media has reported this. And unfortunately, we are the only source in the country that's reporting this. So I urge you to take special notice to this program, not only because of the information you'll be getting, but because the next song you're going to hear is by a brilliant new female songwriter, and it deals with the political background of the assassination of President John Kennedy and the Federal Reserve. So if you have any interest in what's going on in this country, I urge you to listen carefully to this program.
Rodney King, images on the TV screen, our eyes don't lie, we know what we saw, but the powers that be live outside the law. So they hire the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? While Inspector got his thrill when he questioned Anita Hill, no one tried to overrule it, no one mentioned the magic bullet. They just hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Let's read the evidence locked up their minds. In the land of free trade, trade and fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. Tried to oust the Federal Reserve. He tried to stop the dogs of war, to house the homeless and feed the poor. But they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Yeah. Read between the lines, betrayed the evidence, locked up their minds. In the land of free trade, we trade in fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. That day in Dallas, they sealed Jack's fate and they moved right into the Watergate. Yeah, they say it was one man who shot Jack, but 16 Kuwaitis just got bushwhacked. So they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Who do they think they're kidding?
The singer on that tape, that amazing tape was Rabia. And she's a new singer of political verse here in the Bay Area. She'll be making her debut at the Hilton Hotel as a headliner at the JFK conference in July. And if you're interested in tickets, this is going to be probably the most important JFK conference that has ever happened in the history of the country. Now, I don't say that lightly. When you hear what's coming up next on the program, you'll understand why I'm saying that. Finally, in this country, there is a new leader is emerging in the movement to open up the files. That leader, I won't tell you right now. I will tell you after I present the evidence, and I'll tell you who it is that has emerged like a bolt of lightning onto the scene in this country to lead the movement, and probably is what's going to be the most powerful effort to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. Hang on to your hats and watch what's coming next. Oh, by the way, a little bit of analysis on that song. I mean, that song is very original and beautiful, and that's exactly the kind of songs I'm looking for. That song was written specifically for this program, and I'm delighted to play it again. I'll be playing it again in the program, so if you missed it with your tape recorder the first time, I'll play it again at the end. But Rabia will be playing and singing at the Hilton Hotel on Tuesday, 6 p.m., and if you're interested in tickets, please call our office, 897-0153, or send us a check. Well, I can't announce the price over the air, so you'll just have to contact us. Or send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a ticket to the event. It's P.O. Box 422-644, San Francisco 94142. You're going to want to write that down when you hear what's coming up next. Over the last several months, I've announced several important breakthroughs that nobody else in the country has mentioned. For instance, the reporter in Memphis, Tennessee, who discovered that it was actually U.S. Army intelligence who assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King. That the announcement of that, this is probably the only radio station in the Bay Area that covered that. And now I've got another announcement that nobody's covering, and it goes like this. Back in December of 1991, Seymour Hersh wrote an article in the New Yorker magazine after listening to some of the newly released Nixon Watergate tapes. And the article basically pointed out that shortly after George Wallace was shot, Nixon sent somebody to plant information in Bremer's apartment. Bremer being, of course, the man who allegedly shot George Wallace. And Nixon wanted to plant political literature in Bremer's apartment to make Bremer look like he's connected to George McGovern, who was running for president also. And somebody read that article, a man named George Wallace Sr., and he said, now why would Nixon be interested in making Bremer look like he was connected to George McGovern? George Wallace thereby launched, in early 1993, a new investigation into who shot George Wallace Sr. And he got on the phone and started calling up all the politically influential people he could find in the state of Alabama, which is considerable. And he got the Alabama legislature to introduce a resolution, a joint resolution of both houses of the Alabama legislature. And since I do this program, I've become a focal point for this kind of news. And thank you, JJ, for hipping me to this story. And so I then called the Alabama legislature and asked them about it. They immediately faxed the resolution to me. Here's the Alabama state resolution calling upon a reopening of the George Wallace shooting and a release of the Nixon Watergate tapes. What have I been saying for the last 2 years? I've been saying The best evidence as to who killed John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy is the Nixon Watergate tapes. I forgot about the shooting of George Wallace. Now, who was George Wallace in 1972? George Wallace was the leading Democratic contender for the President of the United States in 1972, which shows you where the Democratic Party was and is. And he also was a more popular person than Nixon. He had a real grassroots type of personality and machine. Plus, George Wallace could have taken the South away from Nixon. George Wallace could have beat Nixon in the South and eventually could have become the President of the United States. Now, no matter what you think, what you're going to hear next is the significant facts. George Wallace was out Nixoning Nixon in the South, just like Ross Perot was out taking votes away from George Bush. We have Ross Perot to thank for the election of Bill Clinton. We have George Wallace, who could have prevented Nixon from becoming president. Or Wallace could have become president. Either way, it would have prevented Nixon from becoming president, which probably in the long run, with hindsight, would have been better if Wallace would have become president. That's to be discussed. But anyhow, what then happened is, so Wallace realizes, hey, somebody shot me out of the White House. Think back in history. How did Hitler come to power? You know how Hitler came to power? He simply shot all the opposition. It didn't matter if it was somebody in his same party. Hitler shot all the opposition out of the elections that were held in Germany. Thus, he was elected democratically, so to speak. Okay, so now George Wallace, 1993. Wallace all of a sudden realizes the most important evidence as to who shot George Wallace is on the still-secret 4,000 hours of Watergate tapes. George Wallace being a good old Southern country boy, and since we got a good old Southern country boy in the White House named Bill Clinton, and since there's a lot of folks, including Oliver Stone and Jerry Brown right here in San Francisco, are working to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. That's right, Oliver Stone and Jerry Brown are working to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. And if you would be interested in a copy of the petition that's going to Congress, we've gathered thousands of signatures already on the petition. We have a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., who is lobbying to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. That's right, a lawyer in Washington, D.C. is working for this movement and lobbying. So if you're interested, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and or a donation, and we'll send you a copy of the petition to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. This is important stuff, folks. You know, I realize that legalizing abortion is important. I realize that homelessness and poverty and unemployment and women's rights and racism, all these things are important too. But you got to remember, the reason we're in the condition we're in this country now is because we've had 12 years, hey, 30 years of Republicans in the White House. And only now are we in a position to examine the secret history of how Nixon and Lyndon Johnson shot their way into the White House in Dallas. How in 1968, Nixon killed Dr. Martin Luther King. How in 1968, Nixon, facing Robert Kennedy for the presidency of the United States, Nixon realized his hopes were dashed. He could not get past Robert Kennedy as long as Robert Kennedy remained in the race. So, Nixon and, I used to say, the FBI and the CIA, but now I've discovered, thanks to Steve Tompkins, a excellent investigative journalist in Memphis, Tennessee, has uncovered massive files showing that the shooting of Dr. Martin Luther King was done by none other than U.S. Army intelligence, Green Beret officers, a special trained hit squad a political hit squad that Nixon was using from Army intelligence, not the FBI, not the CIA. We've had it wrong for 30 years. Only now do we realize there was a special hit team that Army intelligence had created of Green Beret people who had been in Vietnam and who came back. And they were looking at Dr. Martin Luther King's march on Washington like it was Viet Cong marching on Washington. And so they killed Dr. Martin Luther King. We can prove that in court. I mean, I dare Army, the U.S. Army, to sue me for saying this. U.S. Army intelligence killed Dr. Martin Luther King. They can't sue me because I'm using truth as a defense. You see, you can't be sued for libel or slander if you say something that's true, because then if they sue you, you're in an advantage because you go into court and you then demand that they release their own files. The Army intelligence would be afraid to release their own files, but we've got one up on them. We've got an ace in our hand, and the ace is, well, remember what Richard Nixon said was the only mistake he made while he was in public office. What was the only mistake Nixon claims to have made while he was in public office? That's right. Nixon said his only mistake was he didn't burn the tapes. Because on the tapes is all this evidence that even George Wallace Sr. now realizes. Heavy duty. It was Nixon who shot me. Not personally, he just ordered it. That's all. It's like if you catch a janitor from Standard Oil dumping toxins into the San Francisco Bay. Who goes to jail for pollution of the bay? Is it the janitor who was dumping the toxins? No, it's the president of Standard Oil who goes to jail for that. So, if Nixon ordered the shooting of George Wallace, who should be going to jail? The Green Beret officers who pulled off the shooting? By the way, if you would like a copy, a free copy, of the article out of the Memphis newspaper showing that it was actually Army Green Beret officers who killed Dr. Martin Luther King, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to me, Paul Kangas, P.O. Box 422644, San Francisco 94142, and I'll send you a free copy. Plus information on this George Wallace thing, this amazing George Wallace event that's happening. That's right. In my opinion, George Wallace is emerging as the person with the most power to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. He has the moral authority. He has the evidence. He can do it. Remember 100 years ago in France when Dreyfus was in jail? The person who freed Dreyfus was Emile Zola. He worked 12 years to free Dreyfus. Okay? Now, George Wallace may not live another 12 years because he's in bad shape after having been shot by Nixon and military intelligence. But at least we have an idea right now. For 1993-94, we know the direction things have to go. And since this is early on in the Clinton administration, we have the time to do this and the positioning. Okay, so here's the resolution passed by the Alabama legislature. It's headlined, Requesting the FBI to reopen the investigation of the 1972 assassination attempts on then-Alabama Governor George C. Wallace. Whereas the Alabama Governor George C. Wallace was the leading Democratic contender for president in 1972, when he was injured and paralyzed by a would-be assassin, and whereas there has always been speculation by many, including those in law enforcement, that his assailant was not acting alone, and whereas partial White House tapes recently revealed have raised new questions concerning this tragic event in American political politics, whereas the prosecutor of Arthur Bremer, the assailant, the alleged assailant of then Governor Wallace, indicated in May 1992 that in his professional judgment, there was more of a conspiracy in the assassination attempt on then-Governor Wallace than in the actual assassination of President John F. Kennedy, and whereas the assailant of then-Alabama Governor George C. Wallace was a 21-year-old man with no visible means of support, he traveled by plane, by limousine, and helicopter, and also stayed in some of the finest hotels in this country, raises serious questions about how he could afford those luxuries for the months he stalked then Governor Wallace. And, page two, whereas some of the Alabama's most influential daily newspapers have within the last few weeks called for a reopening of the FBI investigation now, therefore, be it resolved by the legislature of Alabama, both houses thereof concurring, that we hereby request the FBI to officially reopen the investigation of the assassination attempt on former Alabama Governor George C. Wallace. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be sent to the director of the FBI so that he may know of our deep commitment in making certain justice is served. Signed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, signed by the President and presiding officer of the Senate, House of Representatives, and signed by the clerk. March 11th, 1993, it was adopted. Isn't that incredible? Okay, that was March. That happened. Did you hear any news about it in the newspapers, radio stations, TV stations? Not a word. It was sent to the President of the United States. You hear anything about it? Not a word. Not until recently, when there was no answer, no response, nothing, not a quiver from the legal machinery of the United States government, even under Clinton. Why? Because they used magic words in the resolution. Whereas partial White House tapes recently revealed have raised new questions concerning this tragic event in American presidential politics. The tapes, get the tapes, folks. We have it. We've got the evidence. Okay, nothing happens till former Governor George Wallace Sr. writes a letter to Clinton. So, then in the San Francisco Chronicle, or is it the Examiner? I can't tell from the look here. On 6/29/93 page, it's missing. Here's an article headlined, Wallace asks Clinton to probe 72 shooting. Conspiracy lay behind attempt on his life. Former Alabama governor says. And it's by the Associated Press. And then it goes into the letter that Wallace sent to Clinton. And Clinton's response is, White House spokeswoman Lavora Barnes said Monday that Clinton received the letter and is taking it under advisement. Period. That's it. You know, no response. Why? I'll tell you why. Because if Clinton dares to enter this battle, this field, he is going up against the same forces that killed President John Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Senator Robert Kennedy. Not to mention Dorothy Kilgallen and a whole bunch of witnesses in Dallas, Texas. Clinton will be going up against the ruling class, the secret government, the real power, the real murder incorporated dictatorship that runs this country. Now, up until this time, Clinton has just had to deal with errand boys like Dole and these other elected officials who are nothing more than clowns in their clown suits in the government. The government in a lot of ways is like a circus put up to distract people from the reality of what's going on in this country. Well, if you want to see some more of this, we're going to be holding a special conference at the Hilton Hotel Tuesday, 6 p.m., July 27th, 1993, Hilton Hotel. It's by reservation only. You can't show up at the door and come to this conference. Sorry, because we know what happens if people just wander in. Is we get all kinds of interesting FBI types and military intelligence types wandering in and disrupting it. And we're not interested in being disrupted. So if you would like to have tickets to the conference, you know, you can use an alias if you want to, and you can pay by check if you want to, or cash if you want to, but we got to pay the rent there at the Hilton. But we want to know who's coming, basically, to put it down, cold, hard facts. We need to know who's coming. So if you'd like a ticket to this special conference on the assassinations, please, by all means, call us at the office, 897-0153, and talk to us, and we'll give you a ticket. And we want everybody to come, no matter how little you can afford. But remember, hey, we're renting a room at the Hilton. It's not cheap, so don't be cheap with us. And if you want a copy of any of this stuff, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. If you're not coming to the conference, in other words, we'll send you a whole file on all the documents. Just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and a donation to cover our printing costs for about 20 pages of copying. And we'll send it to you in a large envelope. So you don't have to attend the conference to get all this stuff, the actual documents. Just send us a donation. P.O. Box 422644, San Francisco 94142. And now, as promised, in a minute, I'm going to play the song again, Who Do They Think They're Kidding? This is dedicated to the folks at KPFA who keep the secrets the state wants them to keep, and the folks at the Bay Guardian who keep the CIA's dirty secrets and claim to be an alternative media but won't print the truth about some of the most important political events in this country. They keep us well informed about the life of celebrities so that the average leftist knows more about the personal life of celebrities than they know about the real policies that are running this country. So, this song, Who Do They Think They're Kidding, by Rabia. Oh, an engineer just motioned me to give the address and phone number again so that people will be able to write to us and call us. The address again is P.O. Box 422644, San Francisco 94142. That's P.O. Box 422644, San Francisco 94142. And the phone number is 897-0153. Now it's time for some music.
Rodney King, images on the TV screen. Our eyes don't lie, we know what we saw, but the powers that be live outside the law. So they hire the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? While Inspector got his thrill when he questioned Anita Hill. No one tried to overrule it. No one mentioned the magic bullet. They just hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Lines, read the evidence locked up their minds. In the land of free trade, trade and fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. Tried to oust the Federal Reserve. He tried to stop the dogs of war, to house the homeless and feed the poor. But they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Yeah. Between the lines, betrayed the evidence, locked up their minds. In the land of free trade, betrayed in fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. That day in Dallas, they sealed Jack's fate and they moved right into the Watergate. Thank you.
they say it was one man who shot Jack, but 16 Kuwaitis just got bushwhacked. So they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Who do they think they're kidding?
Thank you, Rabia. And yes, the opinions expressed on this program are solely those of your host, Paul Kangas, and his guests. And if you're interested in tickets to the special conference at the Hilton, please call our office at 897-0153. Now, in response to all of what's been going on, several people are writing books. Mark Lane is generating a new book, and I'm writing a new book. And several people are writing letters. I'm urging people to write letters of support to George Wallace Sr., State Treasurer's Office, State Capitol, Montgomery, Alabama, zip code 36130. It's zip code 36130. Yeah, you just write to former Governor George Wallace, State Treasurer's Office. His son is now the State Treasurer. And Montgomery, Alabama, the zip code is 36130. I know it's strange for those of us that have been fighting racism for 30-some years to be writing to an out-and-out stone racist like George Wallace, but times they are changing, especially when we discover that we have a common enemy, namely the intelligence services.